Well, Len, you and I, we talked with Director of Golf Greg Barron on the renovation of Heritage Oaks, and or what was the Sportsman's Golf and Country Club, now becoming the brand new Heritage Oaks, no longer your father's Sportsman's Country Club. You know, in addition to building a new clubhouse and building, you know, a new putting green and a new practice facility, there was some other things that got built and installed during that process. And to tell us a little bit more about it is the head golf professional here, John Billiter. And John, welcome to sort of a special edition of the Zeman Spears podcast system.
Yeah, Roy. Thanks for having me.
Well, John, I know that as a golf professional, it has been a great feeling to see that it wasn't just a building getting built. It was things that allow you to give lessons, do club fittings, and work with seniors, juniors, expand golf for everyone, and including ladies, one of the biggest demographics now that's growing in golf. And you and, you know, the other teachers here have really had an opportunity with the new facilities to really help teach the game and get more people interested in this game of golf.
Yeah, it's been a great upgrade. And from an instruction standpoint and player development standpoint, the opportunity to practice and coach and develop has just been amazing. But very well received.
Well, Len, I know as a big hitter, you've got a lot of questions about them going to a double-sided range here, and additions that you you saw it on the practice facility when you drove in today.
Yeah, it's interesting. The double-sided green, the club we belong to out in Florida just went into that. Their driving range isn't long enough, really. It's been they've been trying to get some tournaments there. It's a Jolie Dick Wilson combination, 36 holer. So yeah, that one that looks really good. I what fascinates me here, and a lot of other clubs are doing the same thing. But you have the inside training in the middle of the summer, and I know you can fill it in the middle of the winter. But what about now? I mean, that's a great training facility outside.
Yeah, so it opens up a lot of opportunities. The simulators, we do have the two full swing pro simulators, which obviously help you to have a 12-month business, very, very popular with leagues and fittings in the winter. But we are able to use them in the summer. You get, you know, a period of rain where a golf camp may have been sent home for the day, and now the kids are engaged for the entire afternoon. And then also, just like last week was a good example, it was 92 degrees and humid. Some of those lessons and club fittings may not be as comfortable. Now we can move it inside, get some work done, and get on with it.
Well, John, tell us a little bit about the simulators, because I've seen the kids in there, and it looks like there's some opportunities for them to enjoy the simulators, and they're not just hitting golf balls, are they?
That's right. So you can play traditional rounds of golf, or there's two variations of practice range, which are very, very cool, very engaging for the avid golfer. But then there's also some non-golf activities where we book private parties for, like, let's say a kid's birthday party, or maybe a corporate event where they can play other sports. So things such as kicking field goals, soccer. There is a thing called zombie dodgeball, which the kids just can play for hours. It's amazing. And it's just a great way to utilize the new space and keep people on the property doing some different things.
Well, John, the other thing that seems to go on in the simulators is just the opportunity from its location to move people in and out of the Acorn Grill. They only have to take almost two or three steps away from where they're hitting golf balls to reach out and grab that next beverage, whether it's a warm one in the winter or a cold one in the summer.
That's right. The simulators are in the right spot, right behind the bar. So our leagues appreciate that. Very easy to get, you know, a burger, a beer, whatever you want as you're playing and practicing.
Well, one of the other things with simulators is it seems like the list of notable courses, top 100 courses from not just in the United States, but around the world are starting to appear on simulators. How many courses do you offer in there? And are there some top 100 names that everybody would recognize that they can play by just coming over here to Heritage Oaks?
Yeah, so we have two softwares that run through the full swing Full Swing has their own list of courses, which involve all of the TPC options. So there's a few top 100s in that list. And then the E6 software has its own collection of golf courses that has things like Bandon Dunes and Cog Hill, Dubs Dread. So there's probably over 60 options. You could do on-course practice or play tee to green, 9, 18 holes, whatever you have time for.
Well, one of the more popular options by another local Northwest Suburban club was getting their own course on it, because there's league players and things like that, or permanent tee time holders on the weekend that are going to play there all summer, and they want to start warming up with their new clubs on the golf course that they're going to play all summer.
I think that is probably a future opportunity we should look into. People could practice, take a shot at hitting it over the pond on 17. Over the winter, and then maybe they'll be a little more prepared come springtime.
Len, I know that you've got some thoughts on what you saw out on the practice range, especially from the TrackMan side, because there's different ways people can use it, and I know that you noticed a couple of them coming in today.
Well, I did notice the ones out there. I tell you, I've become a fan of TrackMan, and I really wasn't when it first came out, but this is Florida coming out at me again here. But the TrackMan, I haven't studied the all the intricacies of it, but I know that my better half Joy has, and she's using it a lot in Florida, and it's helped her a lot. I've been out there with her a few times, but it's been more to learn, get a feel for it. But I'm a big believer in the TrackMan. When we go back, I'm going to use it a lot, I think.
It's a big opportunity for players to get some meaningful practice at the range. The day of just getting a basket of balls and pounding drivers out into an open field, we're past that.
Right.
So getting into the TrackMan app, learning how to use some of the data so that you can learn more about your game should definitely help scoring on the golf course.
On another front, going back to the indoor, have you had any, I wonder how this might work out. Have you ever had any kind of a competitions in there, taking one of the other courses that you have and having working out a way that 3 or 4 or 5 players or maybe 100 or whatever can compare scores?
Not exactly as you described it, but we did have a couple of events last winter where we used the PGA Tour schedule, and we had people playing the course that the tour was at during that week and posting a score with some contests. So it's really fun when you get those noteworthy places like Bay Hill and TPC Sawgrass, places people are really excited to play on their own.
This is just looking ahead, but would it be hard to do something like that in form of a, quote, serious competition? I mean, you say 10 players of equal ability, put them out there and see how they score. Would it mean anything, or is it just to fly by night?
No, I think it's very doable. Full Swing actually runs stuff like that nationwide, similar to TrackMan. TrackMan does some tournaments where you can post scores using the TrackMan app, and it's like a nationwide tournament. So we haven't gotten into that yet, but the potential is there with the technology.
John, you mentioned the TrackMan app, and you know, one of the things that some people, the first time they see TrackMan might be in kind of one of those indoor-outdoor hitting bays, or they see the little TrackMan board set up on the range right behind the player, and you're taking numbers maybe, whether it's a lesson or whether it's a club fitting. But there's a different way to use TrackMan here at Heritage Oaks. People might see the TrackMan post out on the range, but it ties in with your phone instead of a computer that a fitter or a club pro is using, standing behind the person hitting golf balls.
Yeah, so the way it works when you come to Heritage Oaks is you would need to download the TrackMan golf application on a phone or an iPad. When you get to the golf course, we have 28 stalls, 28 hitting bays to choose from on the west side of the range, on the public side. So you get to, let's say you're in Bay 5, you open up the app, it connects to the TrackMan radar Wi-Fi, asks you what bay you're in, tell it you're in Bay 5, and then it tracks every shot you hit from there. And you can make it as detailed and integrated as you want by selecting certain targets and letting it know what club you're hitting, or you can just swing away and it'll tell you the data of each shot you hit.
John, let's talk a little bit about the backside of the double-ended range here. It's a place for the professional staff to take students there or groups, be it juniors or kind of a golf camp. But I'm sure sometimes as a teaching professional, you get people in that are new to the game. They're a little embarrassed to sit there and hit balls at the main part of the driving range in front of all these other people that are probably better players at that point. How nice has it been to sort of have a private area to work for your instruction, whether it's new players or people that just are really focused on what they're trying to learn from your instruction or the other teaching instructors here at Heritage Oaks?
Yeah, well, you actually nailed it. That teaching tee on the other side allows exactly what you described, where we create a better learning environment. The student can focus a little better. I can actually focus a little better because it isn't as busy over there. And then we also have a small grass tee. And so for the more avid player that wants to hit off grass and wants to get that feedback, we do have that opportunity on the east side, as well as having just in general, we just have space. And that's become, with the popularity of TrackMan, the other side is just full. So when you have a program or a lesson, we now have extra space where we can take the student for either full swing or short game and kind of separate the public practice kind of atmosphere from the Golf Academy.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we sit here this afternoon in the Brook Room, Len Zeem, you and I are looking out at this huge putting green. And, you know, I'm sure what's nice is that not only can golfers just go out and putt a few balls around before they play golf, but you can get out there and get a lesson. And there's plenty of room for professionals to give lessons. In addition, if some people are just rolling a few putts before they tee off.
Yeah, I think you're getting ahead of your time over here we're seeing these putting greens getting huge and huge and huge. Some of them, I mean, they're as big as a hole, you know. But I think they're needed, though, aren't they? Weren't they needed for quite a while to get a trend? It's a trend across the industry now, but I think it was a trend that was kind of came up and is a big boost to golf.
Yeah, I think it is a trend to see these big, like, Himalaya-style putting greens, which isn't necessarily what we have. From our perspective, it just comes down to the number of people and the amount of space we need. So to have a 10,000 square foot putting green and a separate short game chipping area that has the bunker and the fairway and the rough, it just spreads people out and allows our superintendent a chance to maintain quality turf conditions.
John, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about club fitting. How important is that in today's game? And I know that sometimes people have well-intended family members, friends, husbands or wives. They just go out to the store and they buy somebody a set of clubs just to get them going in the game, something that's on sale. But I'm sure as somebody who does club fittings, I'm sure you believe that people that get their clubs fitted and fitted properly will probably get out there and enjoy the game a little more, or maybe adapt into the game a little easier if they're newer to the sport.
Yeah, I think you want to, you definitely want to get people headed in the right direction, and clubs that fit and perform best for that person kind of cut the learning curve a little bit and help you to succeed. So we do it from both ends of the spectrum. I mean, I had a fitting this morning where I fit somebody for a box set of Wilsons. It was $399. Like, you don't always have to go spend thousands of dollars. This person was new. They now have a set that's going to be fine for them to learn and make a tee time. And then on the opposite end, we can do very custom fittings for drivers or irons or whatnot using TrackMan and get the more discerning golfer really dialed in so that they can maybe shave a few strokes off their handicap. So we really try to reach a wide variety of players and a wide variety of needs with both instruction and club fitting.
And going back to club fitting here for a second, you know, some people will say, well, I've always played this brand. Can you fit me into my brand? Or how important is it to have somebody say, well, if you're looking at really upgrading your equipment, you know, there's two or three brands here, and you might actually find that you're better suited for this brand A instead of brand B.
Yeah, it's possible to, you know, if somebody's brand loyal, to find the driver or the iron head that is best for them, but it's very unlikely that one brand is going to produce the club in every category that's best for you. So When I'm on the lesson tee and we're in the process of fitting, I will bring just about everything. And unless somebody's opposed to a certain brand, we're going to test and measure and see if we can prove what's going to actually help them.
You know, John, a lot of people think that fittings are about drivers or irons or fairway woods. But how important is it for things like wedges, golf balls, putters? Some people will still argue that putters, it's all about a feel. They pick one up in a pro shop and they walk on a practice green and the first putt's a 20-footer that goes in the hole and they say, geez, I found the club. Well, maybe they have or maybe they haven't.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's a really good point. The golf ball is one that I find here with our customers. Sometimes you ask them what kind of ball they play, and the answer is what's ever in their bag. So I think the consistency and the education from the golf ball perspective is important. If nothing else, just play the same ball so you can use that feedback to your advantage. But yeah, you can go through the bag. Wedges, important to distance gap, and to find the right sole configuration for the turf that we play and the way you strike the short game shots. And then irons and driver and fairway woods obviously are where the customer is really most interested, and you can do plenty of that as well.
Well, here at Heritage Oaks, it seemed like last winter you created your own, so we say, fitting room, and you took good advantage of the space of the pro shop to do it and left the simulator room kind of open for play. So you actually kind of have two different types of simulator room areas here if people are looking to come over in the colder months.
Yeah, so the indoor simulators by the bar are obviously, they're installed into the building, so they're 12 months a year. But then as we transition into the off season in December, we will kind of transform the golf shop to move some of the merchandise fixtures out. And then we put up a TrackMan flex cage in the shop. So that's where we do the majority of our fittings. So private appointments we'll do in the golf shop, both lessons and club fittings, from December through early March when we start to get ready to open up the golf course and the practice range again. And then we'll also schedule some fitting days where some of our partner brands, such as Titleist and Callaway and Ping, TaylorMade, will have a day in the simulator room where we can book appointments and launch some new product and fit folks early in the season, which has proven to be effective with some of the supply chain issues. If we can get people fit in February and March, then they actually receive their equipment during the season and they can enjoy it through the summer.
Well, Len, I know that, you know, having a grandchild and all, you've been out to some of these events where they're getting the junior golfers going, and that's a whole different level of instruction, isn't it?
Boy, it really is. I tell you, I watched my my grandson, he lives in North Carolina. I watched his first session with the first tee of Durham. I believe it was in Durham there, and it started off with an exercise program. I thought, this isn't going to be good. But it did build an interest in golf. And that, but the trouble was there was a little bit of a gap before they began the PGA Junior League, and he needed the PGA Junior League. There was a little gap there. We lost a little interest without having that ahead. So that's getting, now you've got indoor training for these kids. So it's really changed a lot. I imagine you've noticed that as well, right?
Yeah, we've always been very involved and really just overall successful and busy with the junior golf programs. Michael Wenzel is our director of instruction, and he's been in charge of that. We've worked together for 19 years now. And so he has all the things you just described. We have clinics on the weekends. So they're like, let's say, a one-hour program that runs for 4 or 5 weeks. They start as young as like five. Really little guys running around with golf clubs. And it goes all the way up to the PGA Junior League and some travel teams where we have junior high school aged players, maybe even some that are prepping to make the high school team. So it really, you can develop in a lot of different ways. I mean, we have the leagues and the clinics and the camps. And then Michael also does private instruction with a lot of junior players, so a lot of options there for them.
John, your thoughts on the transition from what people learn during a lesson, from getting it to the range to the golf course? And some people will tell you the best way to do that is, you know, my pro can talk to me on the range till he's blue in the face, and I get out on the golf course and nothing works. So how often do you and the professional staff here try to incorporate some playing lessons here at Heritage Oaks and get some of your students out on the golf course here?
You can definitely try to do some playing lessons. Typically don't get to play a lot of holes just for the sake of time and foursomes as far as the eye can see. So what I will typically do is teach the player more about random practice, where after they have the fundamental of the movement we're trying to learn, we're going to make the golf practice range more like the golf course. And the example that I'd give is some people will show up at the range and hit 26 irons consecutively. And quite frankly, if you haven't hit the last 15 really well, you're doing something wrong. So to make it more like the golf course, we need to change clubs more often. We need to change targets more often and maybe hit a partial shot, because we don't always get the perfect number. It's not always a stock 7-iron. Take something off it, try to hit it high. And that kind of simulates a round of golf and can help people take their skills that they are much better at the range and then give it a chance to stick when they're on the course.
Well, John, there's been several improvements obviously added here at Heritage Oaks, not only out on the golf course, but also here in the clubhouse. If there's one thing that stands out to you and the other teachers here that give lessons, what's been the biggest help from this renovation project to really help your staff be able to work with golfers, whether they've been established players or they are brand new to the game? And as you well know, I'm sure you've probably worked with more new players lately, because a lot of people have really caught the golf bug during the pandemic.
I think the main thing would be TrackMan, range, and the new faces that it's brought to the facility. We've met a lot of folks who used to practice and play elsewhere, and they're trying us out, and that's a perfect opportunity for us to put our best foot forward, make some introductions, and build some new relationships.
And what would you say about equipment? Obviously, you fit people and give lessons to people who use different brands. What have you seen from, you know, all of the companies that are allowing golfers to be better golfers just simply because of how far the golf ball goes, or producing better equipment that helps it go further and maybe stay a little straighter online when they're swinging?
We're in an interesting spot with equipment and how easy it is to hit the ball well. Every club is made to hit the ball high and far, no matter where you hit it on the face. So one of the things that we really encourage people to do here is we have a pretty extensive demo equipment program. And so when you pair that up with the technology at the range, pretty much every day is a demo day. Like, you can come up to the golf shop, you're wondering if that new stealth driver is everything you've read about, and you got to go try it. You know, we'll try to help you get the flex, the shaft flex, and the loft that you think you need. And then you can take it to the range, get on that TrackMan app, and see if it outperforms what you're currently playing. And that's really the first step to figuring out what you need.
John, outside here during your round, there's a couple of options depending on what people want to do. If they want to get some exercise and walk, I know growing up they were always called pull carts, but you don't have to pull them anymore. You can push them or do different things, but it seems like Heritage Oaks invested in a new style of cart for people that want to walk and play. And if they're going to take a riding cart, I know that a lot of people like the built-in GPS systems in case they don't have a phone with GPS, or they don't have a laser rangefinder, they can still get that yardage to the golf hole.
Yeah, so we have actually a lot of walkers. It's a very, very walkable golf course. The tees are not very far at all from the greens, so very manageable for a lot of people. And so the walkers enjoy our whole location app. It's called Easy Locator. It gives you the whole location, almost like a tournament pin sheet, every day to whole locations on both the Classic 18 and Legacy 9. And then for the riders, we have Visage GPS, which is really a great system in the golf car that gives you distance to the pin, and then it's touchscreen, so you can get all the landmarks on the hole, trying to find carry distances to bunkers or dog legs, things like that.
John, I guess finally in closing, if you've got somebody that finally has decided they're tired of their handicap going up, tired of losing to their partners, tired of having to buy the food and the beverage in the Acorn Grill here after their round is over, and they say, well, it's time for new instruction, time for some new clubs, how can they come over here and meet with you or the other teachers and get some instruction, get a line on new clubs and get fitted or take instruction here at Heritage Oaks?
So our professional staff is on site just about all day, every day. So if they pop their head in, they could introduce themselves to one of us, and we can answer those questions on the spot. Otherwise, our website has, under the private instruction tab, has links and kind of a short bio to each of our professional staff members, and an opportunity where you can send an inquiry through email and kind of get the conversation started or book your first appointment.
Len, any final thoughts here? Have you learned everything you needed to know about taking a better golf game back to Florida this winter?
You know, I've played an awful lot of golf this summer, more than I think I have in years and years, but I got a lot to learn. You know, that's going to go on. The trouble is I'm getting older now. I'm running out of time, so I'll be playing though. No matter what, I'll be out there.
Maybe a little instruction, some new equipment, and you won't lose any distance. You'll gain more than just age in the months and weeks ahead. John Billiter, head professional, Heritage Oaks Golf Club. Thanks for being our guest on this segment. And with that, that'll conclude this week's edition of the Zeman Spears podcast series here from Heritage Oaks Golf Club in Northbrook, located on Dundee Road. Come out and see the brand new Heritage Oaks.